Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cupertino Symphonic Band's 26th season and our Veterans Day program. My name is Robert Miller. I'll be your announcer for the program. Would you all please stand for the playing of the national anthem? Conductor Jason McChristian. Thank you, Jason. The first piece you'll hear tonight is called 633rd Squadron. 633rd Squadron is a 1964 British film starring Cliff Robinson, George Chakras, and Maria Pershey. Based on a novel of the same name by Frederick E. Smith, the film depicts the exploits of a fictional World War II British Mosquito fighter bomber squadron. In the film's climax, the 633rd Squadron is assigned to bomb a V-2 rocket fuel plant in the Nazi-occupied Norway. The crews of the 633rd Squadron must fly their fast and maneuverable de Havilland Mosquitoes the length of a long and narrow fjord lined with anti-aircraft guns, drop their bombs on target, and pull up without crashing into the cliff face. For some of the younger folks in this audience, that may sound familiar if you recall the film Star Wars. The sequence inspired the trench run by George Lucas in that film. The Cupertino Symphonic Band now performs 633rd Squadron, composed by Ron Goodwin and arranged by Larry Dean. Thank you. The next piece you're going to hear is called American Salute. Morton Gould was an American conductor, composer, and pianist. He was recognized early on as a child prodigy with the ability to improvise and compose. Gould studied at the Institute of Musical Art, which later became known as the Juilliard School. His extensive body of work includes Broadway musicals, movie soundtracks, ballet, and works for television. He has been awarded a Pulitzer Prize, a Kennedy Center's Honor, a Gold Baton Award, and a Grammy. In 1943, Gould composed American Salute, a fantasy based on the American Civil War tune, When Johnny Comes Marching Home. The band now performs American Salute by Morton Gould.
Thank you.
didn't have anyone sleeping through that one. Our next piece is called The Home Front, Musical Memories from World War II. You know, during World War II, music provided much of the needed boost to morale at home. In the days before television, internet, video games, cell phones, the population turned to music performed live in music in movies, broadcast over the radio, or recorded on record. James Christensen has arranged this medley of seven popular World War II songs. The seven songs of the medley are as follows. It's Been a Long, Long Time. Thanks for the Memories, which was first performed in the 1938 film, The Big Broadcast of 1938, which restarred W.C. Field and Bob Hope. Bob Hope would go on to adopt the song as his signature tune. You may recognize it. Bell Bottom Trousers is the next one. The White Cliffs of Dover, which was written while British and German planes clashed in the Battle of Britain. The song's lyrics looked towards a time when the war would be over and peace would prevail over the White Cliffs of Dover. I'll Be Seeing You was featured in the 1944 film titled I'll Be Seeing You. Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree was made famous by Glenn Miller and the Andrews Sisters. Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, which was a patriotic song written by Frank Loesser. The famous phrase is believed to be attributed to a real chaplain named Howard Forgey on board the USS New Orleans during the attack on Pearl Harbor. Walking along a line of men transferring ammunition, he was seen patting them on the back and making the famous remark to keep them going. The CSB now performs The Home Front, Musical Memories from World War II. Thank you. is certainly lovely. The next piece is the theme from Schindler's List. Schindler's List is a 1993 historical drama film starring Liam Neeson, Ralph Fiennes, and Ben Kingsley, and directed and co-produced by Steven Spielberg. The film depicts the life of German businessman Oskar Schindler, who saved the lives of more than 1,000 mostly Polish Jews during the Holocaust by employing them in his factory. The film's composer, John Williams, was amazed by the film and felt that it was too challenging. Nevertheless, Itzhak Perlman, the famous violinist, who performed the theme on the violin, said of John Williams, "I couldn't believe how authentic he got everything to sound." Joining the band, we now have a special treat for you. Joining the band is our very special guest, Clarice Lamar. Let me give you a little background. Let me give you a little background on Clarice. Clarice Lamar is 11 years young and began playing the violin when she was 6. From a very early age, Clarice wanted to play the violin and soloed at age 9, locally. Currently, she plays with the San Jose Youth Chamber Orchestra and is a regular soloist at the First Presbyterian Church in Salinas. Clarice, a voracious reader, is also an A student at Monte Vista School in Watsonville and loves photography, drawing, animals, and nature. She's very excited to play with the Cupertino Symphonic Band as her first solo performance with an adult band. And on behalf of the Cupertino Symphonic Band, I would like to say, Clarice, we are equally excited to have you. I give you Theme to Schindler's List. The next piece is called The March from 1941. In 1941 is a 1979 comedy film directed by Steven Spielberg featuring an ensemble cast including Dan Aykroyd, Ned Beatty, John Belushi, John Candy, Christopher Lee, Toshiro Mifune, and Robert Stack. The film parodies the hysteria and paranoia that gripped Los Angeles following the attack on Pearl Harbor. The soundtrack to 1941 was composed by John Williams, best known for composing the soundtrack to Star Wars. John Williams has been nominated for 49 Academy Awards, second only to Walt Disney. Mr. Williams has won 5 Academy Awards, 3 Emmy Awards, 4 Golden Globes, 21 Grammys, and 7 British Academy Film Awards. I think we could honestly call him an overachiever. The band now plays The March from 1941. Thank you. Excuse me, folks, if you just hold up for a minute before leaving, we'd like you to sit and listen to the Cupertino Jazz Band before you go to take your intermission, okay? So, my mistake, but the Jazz Band is going to entertain you, and then we will take an intermission, okay? Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the intermission. The Cupertino Symphonic Band Jazz Ensemble will now offer five tunes in five different musical styles. Blues, bossa nova, we'll do a show tune, a ballad, and swing. Bars of Blues with Victor Cortez on the tenor sax. Next up is our bossa nova tune, Summer Samba So Nice, written by Marcos and Paolo Sergio Valle, arranged by Bob Florence, It was written in 1964 and made famous by the Walter Wanderley Trio. This song was covered in vocals by Johnny Mathis, Vicky Carr, and Connie Francis. Our next tune is April in Paris. This was written by Vernon Duke in 1932 for the Broadway musical Walk a Little Faster. It was made famous by Count Basie. The arranger is Bob Lauder. Thank you. April in Paris.
No feedback there, huh?
That was the Foghorn from 1941. Solos on that number. Noli Moxino on trombone. And Dennis Keane on trumpet. We have something new this year for our jazz section of this concert. A vocalist. We haven't had that, at least in my time. With us today is Elaine Alper to sing the ballad, When I Fall in Love. Give us a minute to set up. Elaine Helper on vocals. Instrumental solos, Noli Montesino on trombone. And Bill Thurlacar on alto sax. Cupertino Symphonic Band Jazz Ensemble, thanks for your attention during this intermission entertainment. We will wrap up our section by playing probably the most famous swing tune, In the Mood. In the Mood was written by Joe Garland in 1939, featured in the movie Sun Valley Serenade in 1941, and in between, Glenn Miller made it famous. And that song went number one in 1940. The Cupertino Symphonic Band will now play In the Mood. Thank you. solos on that piece. Saxon, Victor Cortez on tenor. On echo. And on trumpet, Dennis King. Thank you for your attention. We'll be back in another 5 minutes to in the second half of the symphonic band.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ned Snow. Ned Snow conducting the Cupertino Symphonic Band Jazz Band. Thank you very much.
Way to go.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the band is going to take, we're all going to take, a brief intermission, let's say about 17 minutes. I find that odd numbers seem to get people back to their seats on time. Please understand that the Cupertino Symphonic Band functions completely on donations. And there are some treats outside, and all of the 100% of that goes to the band, as well as any donations that you would like to make. If you want to write a check or cash, you can put it into Tubi. That's the tuba down here with the plastic top on top, with that has a little slit in it for your money. Okay? So please, feel free to contribute to support the Cupertino Symphonic Band. And as you pass to me, think generously of the music that you've just heard and that you're going to hear after our intermission, okay? Hello and welcome back. I trust that you had time to go by and say hello to Tubi and enjoy, partake some of the refreshments. Our next piece, A Hero's Anthem. A Hero's Anthem is the fifth work in a chronicle for concert band composed by our very own conductor, Jason McChristian. Yes. The entire chronicle, Strange Myths and Wondrous Images, contains a total of 13 movements which can be performed separately or in sections. Each movement, called an issue, represents an archetype place or an emotion commonly found in comic books. The subtitle for this issue is as follows: From the Destruction, a Cry is Heard. From the Crowd, a Hero Emerges. I give you Jason McChristian and the Cupertino Symphonic Band, A Hero's Anthem. Now, our next piece is called America's Finest. But before we get into that, I'd like to pause for a moment and honor the veterans and active duty personnel in the audience, as well as in the band. Would you please stand, any veterans and active duty personnel? May we have a round of applause, please. Cupertino Symphonic Band and a grateful nation, I thank you for your service. We now offer America's Finest. Oh, let me tell you a little background on that. At the end of World War I, an armistice went into effect at 11 a.m. on November 11th, 1918. In November 1919, Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th as Armistice Day. The original concept was that the day would be observed with parades, public meetings, and a brief suspension of business beginning at 11 a.m. On May 13, 1938, an act of Congress made the 11th of November in each year a legal holiday dedicated to the cause of world peace. Known as Armistice Day, the day was primarily a day set aside to honor veterans of World War I. This act was amended on June 1, 1954 to change the word armistice to veterans, and November 11th became a day of honor to honor American veterans of all wars. Jay Bocock has arranged this medley of the service songs of the Army, Coast Guard, Air Force, Marines, and Navy. The band now performs America's Finest, a musical tribute to the armed forces.
Thank you.
next piece is called Symphony in B Flat Major, Second Movement. Longtime CSB member Gregory Wong composed the first draft of his symphony in B Flat Major while teaching himself music theory in high school. That's right. Wow. Greg has since reworked the piece, and the band will be performing the symphony's four movements over the course of the season. The opening movement of the symphony was performed last month as part of the band's Welcome Back concert, and today the band will perform the second movement. Gregory, would you please stand and take a bow? For this second movement, Greg drew inspiration from the two works, Pecht Obel, Canon in D, and The Unanswered Question by Charles Ives. The band now performs the second movement of the symphony in B flat major by Gregory Wong.
Thank you.
done. Well done. Our next piece is called Victory at Sea. Victory at Sea was a documentary television series about naval warfare during World War II. The series had 26 half-hour segments and was originally broadcast by NBC in 1952 and 53. Famous Broadway composer Richard Rodgers was signed to compose a musical score for the series. Rodgers contributed 12 themes, each about a minute or two in length. Robert Russell Bennett scored Rodgers' themes for a variety of moods and actually contributed more original material than Rodgers. For example, episode 18 was entirely Bennett's creation and uses none of Rodgers' 12 themes. Nevertheless, Bennett only received credit for arranging the score and conducting the NBC Symphony Orchestra during the soundtrack recording sessions. The symphonic scenario you're about to hear consists of the following excerpts taken from the television series: Song of the High Seas, Submarines in a Calm Sea, Beneath the Southern Cross, The Guadalcanal March, The Sunny Pacific Islands, The Approaching Enemy, The Attack, The Death and Debris, and The Hymn of Victory. Ladies and gentlemen, Victory at Sea. must admit, I find the background to this music extremely fascinating and interesting. This next piece that you're going to hear, final piece for tonight, is called 76 Trombones. 76 Trombones is the signature tune of the Broadway musical, The Music Man, composed by Meredith Willson. It tells the story of a scam artist named Professor Harold Hill, who convinces the parents of River City that they need to form a boys' band to keep the youth out of trouble. Naturally, he plans to sell them uniforms and band instruments. In a sales pitch designed to generate enthusiasm, he recalls when band legends Patrick Gilmore, Patrick Conway, the great Giuseppe Creator, W.C. Handy, and John Philip Sousa all come to town on the same day. The resulting mass bands included 76 trombones, 110 cornets, more than 1,000 reeds, double bell euphoniums, and 50 mounted cannon. Now, you'll never find this kind of behavior out of the Cupertino Symphonic Band. And that's why it was so important for you to donate wholeheartedly to the two of you. In this arrangement by Nihiro Iwaii, listen for quotes of famous marches such as Washington Post, National Emblem, and the Stars and Stripes Forever. The Cupertino Symphonic Band concludes this concert with 76 Trombones by Meredith Willson.
Thank you. Cupertino Symphonic Band, led by Jason Patricio. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Cupertino Symphonic Band, I want to thank you again for coming. Again, thank the veterans for their service and for coming here. You've shared your most valuable asset with us, and that is your time and your presence. And obviously, these musicians have invested an awful lot of time into reaching the level of proficiency that they've reached. So please, once again, I want to say, give heartily to the Cupertino Symphonic Band. And any of you, as you get out to the parking lot, if you notice a SUV with blacked out windows parking you, blocking you in, just come back in and donate, and they'll move. Thank you very much for coming.